wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Richie. What's crackin' lagging? This is the big boss dog. Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom. What you gonna do? John Jay and Richie. We're not talking about Ren 1010. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy. Big Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
It's Monday, June 5th, 2023. So, I think you can relate to, like, trying to eat healthy and weight fluctuating, right, Peyton, Kyle, Rich?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So I'm exercising, working out almost every day, and I'm not seeing, like, any changes. And so, you know, my trainer's like, go get to MyFitnessPal, track your food. And tracking your food is so hard. On MyFitnessPal, it's free, but to really track the food, you got to pay. You know, they have, because you just scan food, it tells you what it is. Other than that, you got to plug it in. So it's very difficult to track food. So I'm just eating what I generally think is right. Right, but I'm not tracking it, but I'm not seeing the losses that I feel that I need. So anyway, my wife was away on a girls' weekend. She went to go, a bunch of girls from college, y'all got together, and one of the things that happened is she went to the 80s band again that she goes to go see. She's now seen the band 8 times.
Oh my gosh!
Hey, they're here next week.
It's a cover band, and she's like obsessed with this band. And when she came home yesterday, she said, I can't see them for a while. I have to take a break because people kept coming up to me saying, weren't you just at the one in Flagstaff?
Oh my gosh.
Weren't you just at the... And she's like, it's embarrassing that people are knowing me as a groupie to Yachtly Crew.
But doesn't that mean they were just at the one in Flagstaff?
Well, I think they saw me post.
Okay.
They saw my post that she was at Flagstaff. Okay. And she's whatever. She's like, I can't go to a concert and enjoy it. And now people think I'm some weird groupie. I go, it is weird. You're not following the actual artists. You're following the cover band of the artist. I go, that's a little weird. So anyway, she comes home from this girls' weekend, and she tells me about this app. It's called Yucca. Anyone ever heard of it?
No.
Y-U-K-A, Yucca. And what it does is if it has a barcode, it screens the barcode, and it tells you if what you're about to eat is healthy, and it tells you the rating. Like, is it a 2 out of 100? Is it a 50 out of 100? And it tells you why it's bad or why it's good. It's a pretty cool looking app, right? So I'm watching the basketball game last night, and she's scanning stuff. So she goes over, there's these cookies I like. They're called Lenny and Larry's cookies or something like that. And she's like, oh, look at this. It's a 2 out of 100, and it's in red. These are really bad for you. And I'm like, well, what'd you do that for? Like, I eat those all the time. Like, I'll eat 5 of those before I go to bed. And she's like, they're not healthy. I go, they're supposed to be healthy because they're in the health food store and I get them all the time, right? So then she goes, oh, look at these chips. These are 70% healthy. These are good for you. And she's going over all these different things. And finally she goes, let me go screen the Chobani because I love Chobani yogurt. And I'm like, no, do not go anywhere near the Chobani yogurt. I don't want to know what the value is. I don't want to know how many calories. I don't want to know how bad it is for you or how good. Just no, please, God, just save me that. Because now I'm done with those cookies. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, man. So I'm like, no. So, but it's a cool concept, you know, that might help.
Huh. I wonder, though, if, like, Lenny and Larry's didn't pay the Yucca people to say that their thing was healthy, so they're lower.
No, their thing's not healthy.
I know, but I'm wondering if you got to pay the app to be at the healthy scale. You got to somehow...
Oh, so you don't think it's legitimate?
Yeah, no, I don't know enough about it yet.
Yeah, but also, I sometimes think the health stores, I'm saying this in quotations, it's like it tricks you into thinking everything in there is healthy, mm-hmm. when it's really not.
You're right, it's but really also, good. I used to get these at health stores, and now they're at Target, they're Fry's, they're at Safeway, they're Kroger, they're everywhere.
They went mainstream.
Yeah, they're everywhere, so it's not like, and they have lots of chemicals in them, so I was bummed, though, because they were really, really good. And then there's these new cookies that you brought. Rich brought their F3 cookies.
F3 protein with pea protein.
Like, I love these cookies. I was eating them all weekend, and then I went to scan them, and they're so far such a new company that they're like, we don't recognize this item. And I'm like, thank you.
So you're safe. Yeah. If they don't recognize it, it's healthy.
Yeah, right. So far, unless it gets more popular. And then, you know, my son Kemp is in town. He plays basketball in college in Hawaii, and he's working out every day and shooting. And we have this machine in the backyard that you shoot and it rebounds. The gun, it's called the gun, and it rebounds the ball for you. And there's getting some holes in the net. It has holes in the net. So I reached out to the company, and they were so cool. They just sent a whole new piece. It's a big piece. It's like a big size of this chair. Right? It's bigger than this chair. So I have to put it in. And as you guys know on the show, I'm not the most handy man.
That is truth.
So I decide yesterday that I'm going to figure out how to do this. So first thing I do, I look at directions. You need pliers to remove the current net.
There's no way you knew where pliers are in your house.
Couldn't find pliers anywhere. I'm looking at every drawer, and I'm like, I know I've seen pliers in my house. I don't have any pliers. So my wife comes home from the girls' weekend yesterday. I'm like, do we have any pliers? She says, it should be in the toolbox. I go, what toolbox? And she's like, oh, wait, Jake took that to college. So Jake has that at his apartment in Tucson. I'm like, we don't have pliers. I swear I have pliers. She goes, no, we don't have any pliers. I guess not. They're somewhere. So she goes, we're sitting there watching the basketball game last night. She's on her laptop. She's like, do you want me to order you a toolbox? And I'm like, how can I possibly not have a toolbox right now? Do you mean a dad?
At this stage in your life?
At this stage in my life?
No, I mean, yeah. I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised you don't, but you probably should have one, just in case.
What a great Father's Day gift for you, toolbox.
I feel like it's been given to me before. I just don't know where they are. I don't use them very often.
So then that's not back up? There's no rebounding happening?
It's still happening, but they're using the holes in the net. There's holes. Sometimes the ball comes out to the side. I just got to get some pliers. Where do you get pliers?
Lots of places.
Right, literally anywhere.
I thought I'd go to my neighbor's house and borrow some pliers, but I didn't want to talk to him.
It's a good idea, though.
What, to borrow pliers?
Yes.
People borrow sugar, not pliers.
Yeah, he's going to be like, you don't have pliers? That's what he's going to say.
Yeah. If chaos was a radio show, you're listening to it. It's John Jay and Rich.
Hey, Lance, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? I think you're going to get a kick out of this.
Okay.
So I have a beard, and I have long hair. And the other day, I was literally just walking down the street, and out of nowhere, someone called me Jesus.
That's just like Noah. You remember when Noah came in and he was like, everyone says I look like Jesus?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Noah, do you remember that? I remember that.
Yeah, I came in and I was like, you guys, I'm so upset because everyone keeps calling me Jesus. And I worked with a guy at Subway who called me Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You look more like if Jesus was a gamer.
Oh, my gosh.
My hair, I'm starting to lose that look, and now I want it back.
I know. Feel like it would be a compliment. Right? Yeah. I don't want to call you that.
Now, Lance, why do they ask you that? Were you just reviving a dead bird?
No, I just think that they thought I looked similar. You know, I've got the long hair and beard look, and it was very natural. They were just like, hey, Jesus.
Do you wear the sandals? Because that might really, really throw it over the edge if you start doing that.
You know what? I was wearing sandals.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure.
What are you doing then? Obviously. Obviously, you want people to think you look like Jesus, am I right? Or are you just, what do they call those now? Beatniks? No, what do they call them? Huh? That look right now that people have. They call it something.
What?
What's it called, Grant?
I've never heard of that.
Hipster.
Oh, hipster. Hipster. Oh, yeah. The hipster look.
What?
The hipster look. Is that what it is?
You know what? I would consider myself a hipster, yeah.
Really, really like the craft beer, do you? Things on a pretzel bun.
What was the last song? What was the last song you downloaded and listened to?
Probably a live show by Fish.
See?
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
I was going to go Lumineers, but Fish is hardcore. All right, man. Hey, Lance, thanks for listening, man. God bless you, my son.
All right, thanks, guys.
Spread the word. Also with you.
You know when it gets the last call and all the dudes kind of start creeping up on you?
We have the solution.
Give them the John Jay and Rich drunk dial line. 602-888-1933. It's John Jay and Rich.
It's time for horoscopes. Peyton's predictions. What's the vibe, Peyton?
You know, it's the start of the week, and it's honestly going to be pretty chill vibes when it comes to friends, family, and work. So I'm excited to tell you guys about your day.
Okay, let's start off with Taylor. Hi, Taylor Swift.
Hi, good morning.
What's your sign, Taylor?
I'm an Aries.
Just like Blake, John Jay. All right, so for my Aries today, you can feel that something isn't quite right with your life, but you can't put your finger on what it is. But fortunately for you, though, today there's going to be a lightning flash of inspiration that highlights where you need to make some changes. So that's definitely something to look forward to today.
Awesome. Okay, thank you, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too, Taylor. Thanks for listening.
All right, bye, guys.
Sylvia. Sylvia, what's your sign?
Hi, John Jay. I'm a Virgo.
Oh, my gosh. Peyton, I'm a Virgo.
Are you? Shocker.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right, John Jay and Sylvia for Virgo. You are coming to the end of a difficult part in your life, but there will still be times over the next few days where you're going to have to elevate your game and make sure that rivals and competitors don't get the better of you. You're still number one, so make sure you keep reminding yourself of that today.
Wow.
Wow. Right on point.
Yes.
Right on point. It's been some crazy stuff.
There
well,
any,
thank you.
You got it, Sylvia. You have a great day. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Chris, good morning. Thanks for holding. What's your sign, Chris?
Good morning. Happy Monday. I am a Pisces.
All right, so for Pisces this morning, just like Rich, you may not be the sort to go to extremes, but what happens next is going to tempt you to ignore what your rational mind is telling you, and you're going to act purely on emotion. And I'm telling you guys right now, that is going to be a big mistake. The result's going to be a mess, and the backlash won't be long in coming. So it's not really going to be that good of a day if you guys decide to act out, I guess. So pull the reins back.
You know what? Everything is just speaking right. You know, it's a Monday. Got to grab it by its horns and just take it 1 minute at a time. Thank you so much.
That's yeah. a great Chris. Attitude. Watch yeah. out for the backlash.
Okay, listen, it's early.
I think that's good advice, though. Yeah. Backlash is bad. You don't want that in your path.
That's true. Right.
Backlash.
Backlash, not wash.
The A and the O.
Either
the
one.
Same.
I don't like either of them.
Come on.
Hey, total side note. No, never mind. I'm trying to not be so ADD. God darn it, I
but
can't.
That, it's a part of you. Now you have to tell us. Now I need to know.
Did you see there's a Jon Snow coming out, a TV show coming out?
Like Jon Snow? Game of Thrones thing?
Yes.
No, I did not.
Yeah, so you have Game of Thrones, and you have, what is it? House of Dragons.
House of the Dragon, which is good.
I saw the commercial for it, or the trip. There's a poster for it. It's called Snow, and it's Jon Snow and his dog.
Is this going to be overkill for the Game of Thrones?
Well, no, because they only come on like every 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay,
can we get back to horoscope, please?
We absolutely can.
Okay, Misty. Misty, hi, what's your sign?
Hi, good morning. I am a Taurus.
All right, so for all my Taurans today, it may not be your style to take too much for granted, but you could easily slip into the trap of believing that everything will work out for the best when, sadly, that probably isn't going to be the case. So, Taurans, you need to get real and start noticing what's really going on in your life and start calling people out, even if that's yourself.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye, Misty. Bye. Darcy, what's your sign?
Hey, Leo.
Yes, aloha. Just like me. Love my Leos. All right, Leos. You can be a little bit pushy at times, but if you try to force others to do your bidding today, your efforts are going to backfire on you. So use that charm to persuade friends and family to see things and do things your way, and then you're going to have a pretty smooth day about it.
Okay, so just kind of lay back and show grace.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Darcy. I think Libra is the only one we haven't got to, right?
Yeah. Well, we got a couple more signs.
But I mean, as far as in the studio.
Yes, Kyle. For our Libra, it is so important that you don't allow negative thinking to creep into your life because it's going to hold you back from pursuing your wants and your dreams. So make use of where you are right now and just make the most of it. Do whatever it is that you need to do today to make yourself feel successful and needed, and you'll be good to go.
Positive thinking.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good mantra.
Right?
let's do Scorpio.
Yeah, so for Scorpios today... You are going to run the risk of going over the top and making claims you have no way of knowing that are true. Your enemies have been waiting for a chance to make you look bad, so don't hand it to them on a plate.
Scorpio, Andrew, the Scorpio, called our show almost every day for years and years and years and years and years. And then on Friday, I got a message that Andrew Gonzalez passed away.
So sad.
And I was like, wait a minute. I was going back and forth to make sure it was our Andrew, and I found out it was. And his dad found him.
Oh,
isn't that terrible?
Terrible.
Yeah. So Andrew,
he was such like a light. Like every time he would hop on, every single one of us were in tears laughing. Mm-hmm. He just brought so much joy. So he will be missed.
A beautiful human being. And so we thought we'd just do something short and sweet in memory of Andrew, the Scorpio. Andrew, the world famous Scorpio. Good morning, Andrew.
I'm glad you know, honey. Turn up in the Scorpios. Miss Peyton, give it to me, girl.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
Love you, toodle.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I think they call you or come to you in this afterlife seance to reassure you and tell you you're still loved and everything's going to be okay, so don't be afraid of the afterlife. They're there to reassure you.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
I love you all. I just love you, and thanks for letting me vent. Oh, Jay, a big beso, babe. Bye.
Bye. So we lost Andrew. We're praying for Andrew and his family. It's so sad. And we will miss Andrew.
I don't know how you found us.
But I'm so thankful that you did. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what are three things we need to know?
A Border Patrol canine actually helped the agent sniff out $2 million worth of smuggled fentanyl during a traffic stop in Yuma. Now, just to give you an idea of how much that is, it was more than 192 pounds, enough to kill 48 million people.
Oh, my gosh. God. I'm so glad they caught that.
A lot. It's crazy how, too, the dog actually sniffed it out. It was hidden inside the gas tank of the car. Like, that's insane
to
me.
Just think how much of that stuff gets by.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Now, no details on the suspect or any potential charges were immediately available, but I'm sure they're going to be big, big, big charges. Now, your personality can play a role into how long you live. They actually found two traits that people who live the longest seem to have in common. The first one is a positive attitude. And a lot of people who have lived to over 100 actually consider laughter as a really important part of their life. Keeping positive, make sure you be just being able to laugh at things, not take things too seriously.
That's great, but doesn't it seem like the grumpy people are the ones that live forever, the old grumpy people?
I don't know. Not in this survey, Richard.
Huh. All right, then.
Let's laugh right now. I'm going to live forever.
We're going to live so long. So a positive attitude was the first trait. And the second trait that they found in people who live the longest is a high degree of emotional awareness. This means you don't bottle up your emotions. You make an effort to communicate how you feel with those around you, and you're aware of how the people around you feel as well.
Well, I'm going to die.
Just laugh. Just laugh. It'll balance it out.
I'm out of that second one.
There goes John Jay. So it is wedding season, and experts say you should never wear red to a wedding. Now, the reason is, they say, is that wearing red to a wedding can mean to some that you have slept with the groom.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Not something you would want anyone to think, or
no
if you
way.
Did, not something you would want to broadcast.
I was at a wedding not that long ago. There was somebody in red.
They say
the
it
wedding.
Is an old wives' tale.
It wasn't
like...
Rich's wedding, by the way. It was not Rich's wedding.
Definitely no red there.
But also, wedding planners do agree with this, saying even if that is an old wives' tale, sometimes red can seem like... It's a little bit like, look at me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It kind of takes the attention away from the bride.
I thought that when at this wedding I was at, somebody was wearing red, and I said to the bride's mother, I go, aren't you not supposed to wear red at a wedding? But hearing that, it means that you slept with the groom. That's crazy.
It's like scandalous. It's a scandalous color.
It
like,
is.
I can't even paint my nails red because I'm like, too sexy.
Wow.
It's true. So
just something to think of if you're invited to a wedding coming up. Maybe avoid the red for several reasons. And that's three things you need to know.
John, Jay, and Rich.
Last week, Peyton told us that she kind of got this cool job offer to go play professional basketball. And what happened?
So over the weekend, I was thinking about me being able to play and that kind of thing. I basically would have to go to like two practices and play in four games because I'd be coming at the end of their season. And I was just over the weekend, I was thinking about, I was like, Peyton, like, you need to be real with yourself. You haven't ran up and down on a basketball court in over 3 years. Like, you are not in shape to do this. Like, I would have to literally go and, like, get trained by my dad every single day this week and next week to, like, even be able to, like, maybe make a basket. I mean, I know how to play basketball. I've been playing my whole life. But to be able to go out there and actually play, my ears are going to be ringing. I'm going to be gassed. And so I was just like, I'm going to have to text this coach and tell her, like, I don't think I can do it. I'm so sorry. Like, next season, I'm definitely interested, though. And so I was telling Kadeem, my boyfriend, and my dad, like, hey, I think I'm going to have to text this coach, and I've been thinking about it. And both of them were like, I'm so glad that you came to this realization because you were going to go out there and embarrass yourself.
They were like, you can do it. They were just like, don't do it.
That's what I'm saying. And I was like, so you guys are going to let me go out there and make a fool out of myself? Are you kidding me? But, like, I haven't sent the text out yet, but I'm like, I don't want to, like... I want to be able to help. I don't want to be like a letdown. But then again, like, it's not really my team. Like, I don't really kind of owe that to anybody.
Right.
But I don't know. So I'm going to have to send that text.
Are you excited
today about not having to play?
About next year, about getting after it.
Definitely. And it'll give me a reason to be like, okay, girl, you got to get in the gym. You got to get in shape. It'll be like motivation because I don't want to get out there and get crossed up or something. That's
you don't
so
think
embarrassing.
You being an athlete for so long, college Division I athlete, that your body wouldn't get right back at it?
No, it definitely would. I think it would definitely get right back at it. I think by the first game, I would be fine to go. I just don't I don't think I'm interested. Like, they have practice on Thursday, but it's a 9:30 p.m. practice.
Damn! Who's out that
that's
late?
That's what I'm saying.
That's insane.
And it's like, is it really, like, worth my sanity and my sleep for these 2 weeks? And also, like, I'm not really eating the healthiest. Like, I probably weigh, like, 20 pounds more than I did when I was playing college basketball.
I weigh 20 pounds more than I did last week.
So I'm just like, I'll be out there huffing and puffing. And, like, I like to win, and I don't like to lose, and I'm really tough on myself. So if I go out there and I stink it up, I'm going to, like, be so mad, and I'm not ready for that.
Okay, speaking of basketball, last night it was the Heat and the Nuggets. It was a great game, and the Heat won. So it's 1-1. But LeBron dropped his movie. It's a movie of his life. And it's called Shooting Stars, yep. Right? And it's on the Peacock Network.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was a great show, or a great movie. It was fun to watch, like, LeBron, like, in, like, kind of like a movie type of thing. Because I've seen so many documentaries with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool to see, like, his life on the big screen like that. But what's kind of crazy about that LeBron movie is, so the main character, Mookie,
The actor
that plays LeBron in the movie. His name is Mookie Cook. And he actually went to school out here in Arizona, which was kind of crazy, so he did prep. But it was wild because as I'm watching this movie with my boyfriend Kadeem, Mookie used to play for Kadeem's dad in high school. So he played with him 2 years ago. Kadeem watched this kid grow up. And so to see him on the big screen, like, he was beside himself the entire movie. And then they gave him a kissing scene. He had to walk out of the room. He was like, they can't give him a kissing scene. I've known this kid since he was 8. So, like, it was really fun to watch. And it was really cool. And it was star-studded. Like, I had Caleb McLaughlin, who was on Stranger Things, the black kid on Stranger Things. And then the trainer from Creed. I was like, oh, yeah, this is a dope movie.
And they had Scoot. Played one of the guys. Scoot is going to be like a number 2 draft pick, yeah. I think, or something like that. So I watched the whole thing too. And what I really liked about it is, like, we know LeBron James right now is a billionaire, mm-hmm. You know, this life and this winery and this life being a superstar, known for 20 years being a superstar. But to see him come up the way I grew up, like, I mean, lay on the floor watching the TV that probably doesn't work, you know, like he had to borrow his friend's car.
Yeah.
Like, to see him. Low income is extremely relatable to the way I grew up. Do you know what I mean? But I only know LeBron as a billionaire.
That's true.
And it's like, wow, to see him eating a bowl of cereal in the basement playing video games.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought it was super dope.
Like,
it was
he didn't
so
have money
real.
To buy his girlfriend an ice cream.
Yeah. And she's like, you're going all Hollywood. Oh, LeBron James, number 1 draft pick, can't even buy himself a milkshake.
Yeah. I really liked that part, seeing that.
I thought it was good. I thought it was fun, too, because I know LeBron had hands-on with it, and I thought it was cool, his relationship with his mom, because I'm sure that's exactly, like, some of the things that were said in that movie, I'm sure were exact conversations that he had with his mom. Like, there was one scene, it literally made me laugh out loud. It was LeBron and his mom, and he was just telling him about Savannah, who turns out to be LeBron's wife, like, current wife now. And he's like telling her, she's like, oh, she pretty, and he's like, yeah, of course. And she was like, I don't know, you look kind of funny, so mm-hmm. I don't know what you're gonna bring home. And it was like, I'm sure that was such a real conversation that he had with his mom, and then to see it portrayed on the big screen was super cool.
Well, he's like I'm never gonna get a tattoo. And then he's getting a tattoo, like, by his mom's boyfriend who's just got out of prison.
Yeah.
And he's put a tattoo on his shoulder. It's the first tattoo. And it's supposed to be a lion. And it looks like a cow. And everyone's busting his balls because it looks like a cow. Yeah. That part I thought was so great. Now I want to see that tattoo.
Right. See what he covered it up with. I will say I want a Hummer now, though.
Yeah, because he got that in high school.
Yeah.
That's where I think things get a little ishy. Ishy? Iffy? Whatever. I don't know. Something happens.
I don't know. I like ishy.
It's a weird thing, but that's on the Peacock channel. It's called Shooting Stars by it's LeBron James. I got on Amazon Prime last night, or the Amazon thing last night, and Maverick is up. Top Gun Maverick, right? I mean, we all went to go see that last year, mm-hmm. And I didn't know that it was out already. Like, I didn't know that you didn't have to pay for it if you already had the app. So I like, oh yeah, Maverick. Let me check this out. Holy balls, that's a great movie.
Yeah,
that is a great movie.
It's a summertime, like forever. That'll be a great summer movie. Now. Yeah.
Just a great movie, man. I also finished Succession. And what else? I wanted to text Kyle and be like, what are you watching? I can't find anything to watch. What are you watching?
Anything? I didn't watch anything really this weekend, but this morning I started watching The Idol on HBO.
Yes.
It's with Lily Rose Depp and The Weeknd. Although it's funny because after the show, they like interview the people in the show and they all call him Abel. And I'm like, oh yeah, Abel. Sorry.
Right.
We're taking you seriously now. And I have to say, I felt like it was a little slow, but I feel like they're building up. It's slow, but also very scandalous at the same time. It had like major Euphoria vibes. Did you watch it too?
I watched it last night. I loved it. I thought it was so good. I was all in. I was watching it with Kadeem, and he was like, at the end of the episode, he was like, that was a really weird show. And I was like, yeah, but like, this is going to be good. Because it's the same producer. Yeah, it drops every Sunday. It's the same producer as Euphoria. So it definitely gives, like, Euphoria scandalous
vibes.
Yeah,
like, you know, like, there's parts of it, like, I don't know if you felt the same way, but I was, like, uncomfortable watching it. Like, I felt like I needed to fast forward a couple
because of what? Yeah. The nudity and stuff? It's all this nudity, right?
Yeah. There's a little bit of nudity. It's just, like, stuff I can't say on
yeah.
the air.
Oh, yeah, you really can't. It's very spicy.
It's very, like, not safe for work, if
yeah,
you will.
But, like, Abel, like, the weekend kind of, like, gives off, like, creepy vibe.
Super
like,
creepy vibe.
It's almost, like, so weird to see him like that because I feel like listening to The Weeknd and, like, his trilogy album where, like, I feel like that might be The Weeknd in real life and I'm like, ah.
Twisted and dark.
Yeah. Like, yeah. All right. He plays, like, a kind of, like, a skanky, like, club yeah. owner. He's like, eh.
Yeah, he's well,
that, very rough.
I do think the first episode was a little slow, though.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's building the characters.
I agree, and I think Lily Rose Depp just blew it out the water.
I kept looking at her like the very first scene it opens up on her because she plays like a Britney Spears, like a pop star who's like very troubled and whatnot. And so the very first scene opens up on her in the middle of a photo shoot, and I'm like, all I see is Johnny Depp's eyes.
Yes, like because halfway, like literally, I'm watching this show and I'm telling Kadeem, I think I told him four times, that's Johnny Depp's daughter. That's Johnny Depp's daughter.
Does she deserve it? Is she good?
She's a good actress.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good. Well, also, number one movie at the box office, number one smash. It's called Spider-Verse? What's it called?
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Okay, my son Jake went to go see it first night with his buddies. And I was going to go, but they were going like 10 o'clock. Who sees a movie at 10 o'clock? Anyway, he said it was fantastic. Says it might be his favorite movie of all time. And I'm like, dang. And then Rich, you said the same thing.
Favorite movie this year so far.
Wow.
So it's animated, but the animation's like nothing you've ever seen before. And I don't know if it was just a good summer vibe that I went in there, but the theater we went, I went with my boys. We went to that Majestic off Gilbert, and they had it cranked up like it was a rock concert. So when the movie starts with these loud drums and these, the soundtrack is killer. I mean, it's probably the best soundtrack.
It's Metro Boomin.
It's so good.
Did you know that painting? Metro Boomin.
Yeah, I knew he was on
there. ASAP Rocky track's pretty good. I listen to the whole album.
They do such a great job. They tell you, you know, from the jump, there's not going to be any post-credit scenes. The movie is what the movie is. You've never seen animation like it. They keep it moving like at 1,000 miles an hour. It's got heart. It's got action. I mean, it's as good as anything I've seen this year.
Wow.
So I would say if you're into any of that Spider-Man stuff at all, or you just want to go see something kind of different and cool, it's really good.
That's your favorite movie so far this year?
So far.
Payne, do you have a favorite movie so far this year?
I have one. No, not that I can think of this year.
Kyle,
come back to me.
Yes, hands what? Down, Super Mario Brothers.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I haven't seen that yet.
I'm with Kyle.
For me, it's Air. I thought the Air
was
movie.
Good.
I thought it was fantastic. Air.
You got to see Super Mario Brothers.
I know.
It's so good.
I know.
So good.
I know.
You've got questions, and we have four unqualified people to give you answers. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
Hey, before we get into Sex and Hacks, Peyton, what was the vibe with Melanie Martinez this weekend, because we have tickets to give away? How was it?
Yeah, so Melanie Martinez is coming here at Arizona Federal on Monday the 12th. So we're doing a fun little giveaway on my profile and Kiss FM Phoenix's profile to meet and greet tickets and go to Melanie Martinez's show.
And you said it was tremendous.
Oh, it is blowing up. My Instagram has not stopped going off. I just checked this morning. We have 330 comments on the post to win these tickets.
There you go. Go to 104.7 Kiss FM Instagram. Okay, let's get to Stacks and Hacks. Stacks and Hacks is this. I have information. Very, very important topical information. That just sits around, so I got to get to it. And then Rich's life hacks. So the average person, and we talked about this briefly, but we didn't title it this. The average person has 84 minor mishaps a year. I just did it last week with my text. One of those mishaps is texting the wrong person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I did it last week. So the mishaps so far that we have, following your GPS, realize you punched in the wrong destination.
Oh, yeah.
God, I didn't there. That sucks so
that's
bad.
The worst.
I don't even know which one to trust now. I gave up on Waze because it pissed me off, and now he's the one on my phone.
Waze is great.
No, there's sometimes, dude. When I was in Hawaii seeing my son, the Waze app did not work there.
Got to kick it in the lower 48. That's where it works.
Wasn't the Waze app the one that was leading people into the ocean and stuff?
Yes, probably. That's what I'm talking about. Fantastic. I didn't put two and two together. Yeah.
I think that was in Hawaii, too.
Some of the other mishaps, accidentally blasting music because your headphones weren't paired.
Oh, yes.
Sitting on the remote and changing the channel with your butt. being a no-show for something because you forgot you made plans, forget to cancel the subscription and it renews again.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Trying to unlock your car, realize it's not your car. We did that. Laundry mistakes like shrinking stuff or turning it a different color, getting on the wrong train or bus. I've done that. And saying hi to someone you thought you knew, but it was a total stranger.
Yes,
totally.
That's the worst.
Hey, how are you?
So good. Embarrassing.
Sure.
When somebody, this happens to me all the time. Like if I'm at the basketball gym and like a parent waves them across the gym, I think they're waving at me and I'll wave back and they are not and waving at me.
That's the worst. So it's better. Next time that happens, yeah. When that would happen to me, next time that happened, I thought, I'm just not going to wave.
Yeah.
And they're going to think I'm a jerk.
Yes.
And then it kept waving. I'm like, damn it. So I wave, and it turns out it wasn't to me.
Yeah, I just act like I'm just like flopping a gnat away. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, wait. So over the weekend, my son Kemp and I were going to watch my son Dutch play basketball, and I couldn't find my wallet. And I was searching everything. I go, dude, we can't leave. I don't have my wallet. I can't find it. I don't know where it is. I'm thinking about the pants. He's like, well, where? Last time we were at Overeasy and we're here. And I'm like, I don't know where it is. It was in my pocket. I tore apart the whole house looking for it. Rumor has it that Amazon is talking with T-Mobile and AT&T in hopes of someday adding cheap cell phone service for its Amazon Prime subscribers. But right now, the companies are denying it. Isn't that funny that it's like a rumor or whatever? They're like, no, it's not true. I mean, I think it'd probably be a good deal.
Wouldn't they just be like acknowledging how expensive they are?
Yeah, probably, right?
That's a good point.
Sweden is the first country to register sex as a sport. And later this week, they're hosting the first ever European Sex Championship.
I don't want to watch that.
There'll be 16 disciplines, including seduction, massage, and full on, you know what.
Okay.
Yeah, I would totally do it. But it'd be like, DQ'd, you're disqualified, sir. You're a little too fast. You jumped in too soon. U.S. Postal Service says over 5,300 of its workers were attacked by dogs last year. And there's a new city for number one, and it is Houston. They had 57 attacks last year, followed by L.A., Dallas, and Cleveland, and then San Diego. An expert's three-step strategy for getting rich is going viral. She says it's very simple. One, spend less money than you make. Two, work to earn more. And three, invest what you don't spend. And there you go. Then you can be like Jeff Bezos. Guy went viral after he supposedly lost 60 pounds on a 100-day McDonald's-only diet. He drank water instead of soda, and he only ate half of the portions they gave him. He lost 60 pounds. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do half. So hard for me to do half. Police are investigating an incident that happened at Busch Gardens in Tampa last week. A guy jumped in the alligator exhibit in hopes of going viral on social media.
Stupid.
He's not a moron. He's just pretty annoying. But this is it. This is the video. This is him going in the alligator pit.
All right, guys. So today we're going to be jumping into the crocodile exhibit. Ooh, crikey, mate. This is insane. Let's get a closer look, shall we? Just to see how it is. We have never been this close to the alligator. The crocodiles, guys. Crikey. Look how big that bugger is. We are exploring the Amazon rainforest. This is really crazy. Crikey.
So the police and Busch Gardens are trying to track this guy down.
That kind of irritates me because he's trying to sound like Steve Irwin. Put some respect on my man's name. Stop trying to be an influencer and go viral on what he was passionate about. That bothered me.
Yeah.
That made me so mad.
Just don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, haven't we learned enough? You don't get close to animals or cliffs for selfies.
Right.
You're just going
to
die.
Like all the people at Yellowstone and stuff, trying to take selfies with bisons.
Did
getting,
you see
like,
that video?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And then they like showed a video of a little girl like getting yacked by one. Literally like threw her somewhere.
Like, stay away from them.
Like, how they do you tell not you see that. These videos?
When you go to that park, they tell you, leave the buffalo alone. Leave the animals alone. But they're so right there.
It's
they're
insane.
Everywhere.
I just saw this video of an elephant. They were like riding on like a little dirt trail and an elephant came running at them. And this car is like going in reverse. And I mean, they weren't breaking any rules, but it's crazy. Like, these are like wild animals. Like, what are you doing?
I was in it was a Ford Explorer. It was green and yellow Ford Explorer. And I remember a Tyrannosaurus Rex coming after us. And I put it in reverse as it was chasing us.
Thank God you got away.
I know, I did. Okay. I did. I went back and went back to the island.
Why would you keep going back?
Iceland Nubar, great destination.
Uh-huh. That's the place. Yeah. What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
Okay, so if you're one of those people like, man, I never look good in pictures. How come I can't get a good picture of me in a group shot? Here's what photography experts say that you should do, and it works every time, 30% of the time. What you do is you pretend that you are with the true love of your life, even if you aren't. Even if you're standing with a bunch of strangers, just pretend in your head that that's who you're taking a picture of, and experts say you can see the smile in your eyes when that actually happens, and people look more attractive in pictures. So try that. Next time you have to pose, like at a company thing with people you don't care about, try to pretend that you're with somebody that you love whilst getting your picture taken. That life hack and many more are up at johnjayandrich.com.
It's John Jay and Rich.
Last week...
Hello.
Hey, Danny, I was gonna explain everything, but no, we got Danny on the phone. Danny, explain why you were messaging me last night.
Oh, I messaged you because I was... A few days ago, I overheard the story of a woman whose top follower on OnlyFans, she found out it was her stepdad.
Right.
Yes.
Creepiest thing ever.
Yeah, so gross. Gross.
Very.
And?
My situation is about 6 or 7 years ago, we were having a family gathering on my mom's property, and it was later in the evening. We're sitting by the fire, me and my stepdad. They technically weren't married, but they'd been together for over 20 years. And we were sitting there, and he just started crying. And he looked at me and said, you know, I just always thought that I was going to have all of this with you. And I just kind of sat there stunned, like, what are you talking about? You've obviously had too much to drink. And he just sat there crying. And at one point, a sibling and a cousin kind of sat down and heard him going on about, you know, how he had this vision and this for what he wanted with the rest of his life. And he thought that was going to be with me. And I just said, okay, this is really uncomfortable and kind of crazy. You've obviously had too much to drink, I told him. And I just kind of tried to blow it off because I didn't want to make anybody else uncomfortable. I didn't want my husband, who was there, to be like, to get upset and confront him with, you know, what are you thinking? It was very bizarre.
Oh my gosh.
Your husband, yeah. You think he would be like, I wanted all of this too.
Right. And I got it.
But I have to say, though, since Grant texted me last night, I had this crazy light bulb moment, which makes all of this even more weird. So I'll try and make this quick. I know you guys are busy.
No, we have all the time in the world, Danny. Go on.
Because this is just so bizarre, and I'm putting two things together. Way back when, my mom met him through my brother. My brother and him, I don't remember how they met, but they were friends and they were roommates. So he is actually, I think, 11 years younger than my mom, right? About 11 years. So me being in my early 20s, my brother his late 20s, we all hung out and partied together and all that. I was at, I believe, my brother's birthday party that we were throwing him, and I was with a significant other. I'd been in a long-term relationship, and I was standing in the kitchen talking to him, my soon-to-be stepdad, and he asked me, he goes, so I just wanted to talk to you and ask you how you felt, but I kind of wanted your permission to know if it was okay if I dated your mom. And at the time, I thought he was being respectful because he was my brother's friend, like, okay, like, you're just making your rounds with the siblings, you know, yeah. And I looked at him, and at that moment I said, absolutely not. I'm not okay with it. Because at that time, my mom was a drug addict, and I didn't want her bringing another person down. Like, I felt like he had his stuff together at that time. But in, you know, hindsight, I'm realizing, oh, dear Lord, was he just asking me that because he had this vision of me, and I never once in a million years ever considered that.
Oh, was he having a vision of you, like, waiting for you to be like, no, I want to be with you.
Yeah.
Is that what you think he was trying to do?
Yes, that's the only thing that makes sense.
That's crazy.
That was the turning point. Like, you're like, yeah, so he kind of asked you out in the most awkward way ever by saying...
Yeah, but it totally blew over my head.
Do you remember any times, like, before he had that conversation with you, that he told you that he wanted everything with you and you were the one, that he was, like, flirtatious towards you, but you kind of just, like, brushed it off? Weird.
No, never. It's never been inappropriate. It's never been weird. Like, yes.
But he's really with you a long time of trying to make you jealous.
Right, yeah. He's playing the long game.
Marrying your mom. Jeez. I'm going to marry your mom, see what happens then.
20 years later.
Huh? Got married. What do you think now? Right? Huh? Well, Danny, thanks for sharing that story with us.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, you're quite a catch.
Wow. Apparently.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Yeah, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hey, don't tell anybody. John Jay and Rich gave me their personal cell phone number.
Where's my freaking phone?
877-937-1047. It's John Jay and Rich.
Time for Drunk Kyle's. This is where we take Kyle's voice and slow it down because she sounds hilariously smashed. She sounds lit up like a Christmas tree.
Even though she barely drinks at all. In fact, I've rarely seen Kyle drink.
Yep. But when you take her voice and slow it down, it really is absolute nonsense and hilarious. And it makes no sense when you hear it. It's great. It's fantastic. It's literally like hanging out with drunk Kyle, for example.
Whatever crime it was that happened on the beach, right? And the guy was like, I gotta get out of here. And he runs away and he's like, oh no, the shank, it's gone. And then the other guy with him was like, keep going, we gotta get out of here, man.
What are you even talking about?
You're talking about a shank that was found on the beach.
Oh yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, it was a news story.
But I thought you were sober when you told that story.
While it's so hot, and so when I remember, I go to my little app and I turn the air conditioning on.
Well, that was nice of you looking out for
your
friend.
That's what I said, like how concerned you were.
I know. I was like, wow, John Jay, you really are considerate sometimes.
Really? Oh my God. That really, wow.
10 minutes before, I guess they had someone planned to, I guess, bring her up, and either they couldn't show up or something had happened where they couldn't be there.
Yeah, they had a family emergency.
Yeah, and so then they asked if I would bring her up, and I'm like, I'll be honored.
Listening to that clip made me feel like I was literally there with Kyle being drunk, and you're just sitting there letting her talk. You know, sorry, we're going to get you. We're going to get you to your bed. You can take, go to sleep.
And when it comes to the breadsticks, everyone loves the breadsticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got like 12 extra breadsticks. There's 7 adults. 5 kids. Seems like 12 extra breadsticks is a good thing.
Drunk Kyle.
And so I get into like my pajamas and I go towards, you know, my bed to go lay down and go to sleep. And there's the rest of the breadsticks just sitting on my bed. Just a PSA from me, take what they give you.
Drunk Kyle's.
So fun.
Brilliant.
So fun.
Johnny and Rich.
Say hi to Brianna real quick. I'm going to get into some stuff with Taylor Swift, but first say hi to Brianna. Brianna.
Hi.
Hi. So
good
the
morning.
Other, good morning. The other day we were talking about, my wife Blake was going to ask Monica, who works at Over Easy, to sneak through our doggy door because she got locked out of the house. And it was like, what's the strangest thing someone's ever asked you to do? Well, our phone lines were, hold on before you tell her. Our phone lines are going crazy. So I picked up the phone and talked to Brianna. I said, could you please tell this? So go ahead. Tell us the story, Brianna.
So when I was actually living up in Phoenix, I was minding my own business, waiting for the bus, and a gentleman passed me and asked me if I would kick him and jump on his genitals as hard as I could for money. So, of course, I did.
Oh, my gosh. Of
course. Did you do it right there at the bus stop?
I did. We actually walked around the corner into, like, you know, like at medical centers where it's, like, covered parking kind of?
Yeah.
We did it right there.
And how much did he give you?
About $400.
Oh, my
what?
Gosh. Stop it. What?
Yeah, as hard as I could, and I kicked him hard and jumped on him hard.
What on earth?
I don't know. Cry? People get off on it. Kink fetishes are a real thing.
Oh my gosh,
that like doesn't seem like there's no winners in that though, except for you, of course.
I know it's weird. It's weird, especially to approach somebody at a bus stop you don't know, but. Hey, it's money. Yeah.
That is a beautiful story.
That's crazy.
Thank you for sharing that, Brianna. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. So, Taylor Swift, she performed in Chicago. I had a buddy of mine who was there both nights. Said it was amazing. Just amazing. But something happened, Kyle.
Yep. She had to kind of stop down because a bug flew in her mouth.
Relatable.
She's like, so it's fine. It's probably going to happen again. There's just bugs everywhere.
She swallowed a bug, Taylor Swift. So, 877-937-1047. What'd you swallow? What did you swallow? Amy, you're on the air. Hi, thanks for holding. What'd
good
you
morning.
Swallow? Hi, good morning.
So I swallowed the little sharp tab off of a pop can, not the actual tab that you kind of pop open to open the soda. It's the little tab that attaches that little lever to the can. I swallowed that.
Oh my gosh. It's like a little half circle?
Yes, yes.
Ow, it's like the thing that helps the tab move.
Did you, exactly, that like hurts my throat just thinking about it. Did you feel it like all the way down?
Right. Yeah, I did. I didn't actually realize it, and I looked down, and it was gone. I could feel it. Was freaking out because it was sharp. I was young when it happened, but had to just go to the doctor, and they took an X-ray and saw it in there, and just had to wait for it to come out.
I would think that you'd wait for it to come out, but it wouldn't come out, so you had to pop the tab down there, too.
Okay.
Right.
Gross.
Now you go to the bathroom.
It's differently when you say it like that. Yeah.
Thanks, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you.
877-937-1047. Taylor Swift swallowed a bug. What'd you swallow? Lynn. Thanks for holding, Lynn. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I was in third grade, and I was in trouble, so they had pushed my desk against the bulletin board, and there was a thumbtack, like those little pushpin things, and I decided to put it in my mouth, and somehow I swallowed it, and it was stuck in my throat, and I like couldn't breathe. I'm gagging, and my teacher ran out of the room, freaking out, and I stuck my hand on my throat and pulled it out.
Oh my gosh.
It didn't cut anything or it sliced any vocal cords?
Well, no, but it got infected and I had to go on antibiotics and it was sore throat for a while.
Oh my gosh.
Holy moly, you saved your own day with that.
Seriously.
How about the teacher helping out by leaving the room?
All right, you deal with that.
I mean, this is like in the 80s, so yeah, I think teachers were not CPR certified or anything then.
Well, thanks, Lynn. Thanks for sharing that story.
Love you guys. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Kim, good morning. What'd you swallow?
I swallowed an industrial staple. And what happened was a coworker had a staple gun, and he was stapling these boxes. And he said, open your mouth. And I did, and he shot it. I mean, I thought he was just joking when he said to open my mouth, and he shot it, and it stuck right in the roof of my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Like from across the room it went in?
No, we were maybe 2 feet from each other.
Oh my gosh. Why would he do that?
Why'd you open your mouth?
Well, she thought he was joking.
Still.
But why would you do that to somebody?
Stop blaming her.
Right, it's not her fault.
Can we sue this guy?
Like, why would he actually shoot it in her mouth?
Like a staple gun? Ouch.
Yeah, it was terrible. I had to go to the hospital and... it was a big ordeal. He got in a lot of trouble at work.
Yeah.
You said it got stuck on the roof of your mouth, right?
Yes.
So do you still feel it, like, with your tongue, when you put your tongue over your roof of your mouth, do you still feel, like, the bumps or something?
No. But every once in a while, it seems like I can feel that sensation of when it went in, which is so weird. I mean, it was so quick, and I couldn't believe he really did it. I thought I was choking, and... yeah, he really shot at my mouth. He felt terrible, but I don't know. I don't know why he did it.
Well, thank you for calling, Kim.
That's the good thing about those mouth injuries.
Teresa, what?
So that's the good thing about those mouth injuries is that your mouth is like the fastest healing thing on your body. So at least you're like able to get up and ready.
That's true.
Teresa, Taylor Swift swallowed a bug on stage. What'd you swallow?
I was on a fishing trip with some friends, and they were chewing tobacco and spitting it into cans, and I mixed my can up with theirs and swallowed a big, huge gulp of their chew.
Oh, my God.
Ew. You had to have thrown up, right? I mean, there's no way.
It was like just instant. I wanted to puke over the side of the boat. It was disgusting.
How do you ever get that taste out of your mouth?
I can't even drink out of a soda can anymore. I'm strictly Yeti.
Oh my gosh, it's like, not only is it the tobacco, but it's also the spit of the person. That
yeah, that's enough.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
enough.
My God. That's
so gross.
All right. Oh, thanks, Teresa. That's so gross. But I think a lot of people have done that, I think, especially Chandler, Casa Grande area. Daisy, what'd you swallow?
Hello?
Hi, what'd you swallow, Daisy?
Hi. I was in elementary school, and as children do, I was laying underneath my babysitter's table playing with a sterling silver bracelet in my mouth, and I swallowed it and had to go to the doctor.
Wow. Did it just come out normally, or did they have to go in?
No, I waited for it to process, and my dad had to pick through it and make sure that it came out.
Did you give it back to the babysitter?
No. It was mine. We held on to it for a little bit. It was rusted. It was kind of disgusting. Ew. But, I mean, the lab report, like the, what do they call it? The, like, picture they take of your body. The
X-ray?
You know, the metal. Yeah, the X-ray is so interesting to look at.
Is it tangled
see, like,
up?
A no, it's just a perfect little circular bracelet just in the bottom of my stomach. My little baby stomach.
You just put them down in a dresser and they get tangled. You swallow it and it's just fine. Doesn't get tangled. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Daisy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to say hi to Corina. And it's a, so what do you call those? What do you call it? Breakfast alert?
Cornflake alert.
Cornflake alert. This could be gross, but it's fascinating. I know what it is. Oh. Karina, go ahead. What'd you swallow? Karina, what'd you swallow?
I'm so sorry. So it wasn't me, but it was my mom. She has a really bad habit of just like drinking out of people's drinks, like just the siblings. But she was outside cleaning the yard with my brother. She was so thirsty. And my brother likes to drink those Cokes that have like the coffee taste, the coffee flavored Coke. Mm-hmm. So she took a gulp out of that. And she told my brother, that is so gross. How can you drink that? You can feel the coffee beans literally going down your throat. And he's like, it doesn't have coffee beans, Mom. It's just coffee flavored. So they went back to the Coke, and they dumped it out, and it was a whole bunch of dead flies.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
That's disgusting.
So that's what she swallowed, a whole bunch of dead flies.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Flies gross me out so much.
Yeah, flies are nasty. But oh that's God. Foul.
Never heard you gag that way.
There's not a lot that grosses me out but flies. And I think I was a kid, I'd kill flies with fly swatter in our house. We didn't have air conditioning. We had the windows open, and I'd kill them. And I'd get so sick when I kill a fly. Their guts in the window or whatever.
Especially the big ones.
God, Karina. All right, thank you, Karina.
Thank you.
It's the John Jay and Rich radio program. Two names, four hosts,
and a whole lot of fun.
It's John Jay and Rich.
My son Dutch is playing summer ball. You know, he plays for Arcadia High School. And summertime, they have these games, these tournaments that happen almost every day at Central High School. Right, Central, right down from Xavier and Brophy. It's right there. And we always go, my wife's with us, we always go eat afterwards at Chula Seafood. Chula's great. They used to have a place off of Scottsdale Roads in Old Town, way south of Old Town. And they opened this. I don't know if they still have the old one, but so we always go to Chula. Well, my wife was gone. She was the girls' weekend, so it was just me. And I didn't feel like going to Chula, so I said to Kemp, I go, and Kemp, we had a break in between games, and I said, let's go get a bite to eat. So we were going to go to Salad and Go, couldn't find a Salad and Go. Meanwhile, they're like everywhere, but not in this area. So I was like, let's just go hit up Jamba Juice. So I'm driving down Jamba Juice down Central, and I see this standalone business, and I was like, let's go here. So I pull in, and I have a teriyaki chicken bowl, and it was fantastic. It was just fantastic. There was nobody in the place except for a mailman. And I was watching the mailman eat, and I thought, I've never really seen a mailman around out of his mailman area doing his mailman stuff. So it was weird watching a mailman eat. I felt like I was watching a celebrity or a robot watching the mailman eat. So we ate, and then I send pictures of the food to my wife. I'm like, check this out. I go, we got a good, you're going to love this place. So when her and I first started dating, we would always go to this restaurant, very similar to this. And I go, we can't wait for you to try it. She's like, I didn't tell her the name of it. So she comes back, and then yesterday, there's two games, and there's a break between the games. I go, let's go to this place. So when I go and I pull up, it's called Yoshi. Have you heard of Yoshi?
Yoshi or Yogi's?
Yoshi. I've been to Yogi's.
I've never been to Yoshi's.
Yoshi. And she's like, Yoshi? You've never been to Yoshi? I'm like, no. Oh, my God, I've been here a million times again. And I'm like, sorry. So we get out to go in, and they're closed. They're closed on Sundays. Oh. So then I'm like, well, let's figure something else out. So I go to make a U-turn, and there is Clever Koi.
Mm.
Okay. Now, I know the Clever Koi in Gilbert.
Yep.
I think we've talked about it before. I thought that's not the original, the one in Gilbert.
No, that's the offshoot.
I thought that was the only one.
No, the first one is the one I went to on Central. It's called Clever Koi. We went in there. It was fantastic. The place was, I mean, for that area, it's like, I think they're working on that area, making it like nicer and everything, you know. So, like, we went to Jamba Juice later. That was in an area. There's a First Watch. There's a Jamba Juice. There's a Starbucks. And it's all this nice area. They're, like, making it look all different. And so I go to Clever Koi. And I'm like, I know there's one in Gilbert. So I said to the server, I go, how many of these are there? She's like, well, we have two Clever Kois. She goes, but this is the original. And I'm like, what? How long has it been? She's like, 8 years. 8 years? Like, I feel like I've been up and down that street a million times and never seen it, right? And then I said, what else do these guys? Who are these guys? And I go, who owns this place? And I think she said, Nick and James. I'm like, okay, who are they? Like, what are they? What's their deal? Well, she goes, they also have a sushi place called Over the Pond, across the pond. And it's right next door to that place. And then they have a place called The Fellows or something like that. Have you guys ever heard any of these?
No.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it really made me want to almost try it.
Clever Koi, though, top-notch ramen. Really good ramen.
I thought it was sushi, but it's not. They don't have any sushi. Now, Kyle, where you went, I thought it was so interesting. In fact, I thought from your videos it was food.
No. I know. It kind of looks like
because
that,
Because when
right?
it was like, what do you want for your toppings?
Yeah.
I was like, what? So what was that place?
So it's called Slamatory, and I discovered it when I was trying to find a place to have Easton's birthday party. And it's literally so unique. I've never been in a store like this. You walk in, and they have, like, merch, like, fun little plush, and then all kinds of different slime that you can buy. And then in the back of the store, it's like the Cold Stone Creamery of slime. So you go up, you pick what type of slime. They've got three different kinds and they feel different. So you have to feel and see which one you'd rather play with. So you pick that. They scoop it out literally with an ice cream scoop, put it in your thing, and then you pick what scent you want it to smell like. So they have strawberry and vanilla and mango.
Well, it's funny because you told Addie to pick the scent and she looked like she was testing wine.
She's like, I've been here before. Mm-hmm. I know this. Mm-hmm. So then after that, you can add all kinds of different toppings. Like they have little foam beads and glitter and little tiny toys that you mm-hmm. can put in there. And so she picked them out. And then it was really cool. You actually get to like name your slime cool. and pick the background of the label that you want. And they print it up and hand it to you. And it's like this huge thing of slime.
That's cool.
Where was it? What mall?
It's at Santan Mall.
Oh, it is.
And okay. It's pretty new. Like mm-hmm. I think they just opened in the last couple months.
I walked by it actually like a couple weeks ago and I was like, that looks cool, and I bet you all the parents that don't want to make slime in their house are going to be funneling right into there. They're geniuses for that.
Yeah, and it's they have like crazy. Tables inside yeah. that after you make the slime you can go play with the slime Cute. If you That's want fun.
Like when I was a kid I remember going to Spencer's and getting slime and it was the greatest thing ever, and to know that there's a whole store where you make your own slime and do yeah. all it's freaking crazy. And it looked like I was like, are they going to eat that? Is that food? Is that not food? And then to see the guy mixing it for you. And I was like, he's not wearing gloves. He can't eat that.
It just shows how crazy COVID had an effect on like that specific business. Because that was huge.
Slime business?
Oh, yeah. That's slime. Making your own slime at home. Yeah.
Over COVID, over Metro the pandemic. And
like, if you like to make your own slime, they have all of the like stuff to make it. So like all the ingredients. And you like, can buy the mix-ins if you want and all the stuff.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
In the eternal battle of morning show supremacy, we are one of them. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
Okay, let's get to Natalie Portman. You know her from Star Wars. You know her from Thor. What happened to Natalie Portman, Kyle? Unplug.
She's been married since 2012 and just found out her husband's been having an affair with a much younger woman.
And now
the story is like he's fighting to save his marriage. So we'll have to see, does she pull a Beyonce and stay with him and work it out, or does she leave his ass? Who knows?
Well, speaking of Beyonce, What's the thing on Beyonce?
Well, with Beyonce and Blue Ivy, she's had her basically pop up on tour with her, which has been honestly kind of insane for me to see. But I love it. I'm here for it.
No, what you said about Blueface.
Oh, and Blueface. Oh, yeah. I hate Blueface. I seriously do. Like, I want to make his face blue. He irritates me so much. He said that if Beyonce gets cheated on, then you're definitely going to get cheated on. You have no hope out there.
That means everyone? Everyone.
I mean, was that, directed towards everyone or just Natalie Portman?
I don't know. I think that might be just directed towards women because it seems like he hates them for some reason. I don't know.
So rude.
Not a fan.
About Drake and his fingernails?
Oh, my gosh. This man has been going viral like no other this weekend. He painted his fingernails and the clip is just going viral. It's taking the internet by storm. And I'm here for it. Like, I love it when the guys paint their nails. Like, good for you. I love it. I know, they're like bright yellow. I wonder if he has something going on, though, because I've seen him all over like headlines. Like, he was on a live stream and his card got declined for a $499 purchase.
I saw that.
And he just laughed it off. Yeah, he like laughed it off. And basically all the comments were saying, like, he has so much money. He probably has so many cards. He probably just forgot to unlock it.
Okay.
And like,
because he just made an $800,000 bet against the for the finals, like,
which is why he just laughs it off. The rest of us go, "Oh my god,
yeah,
did I forget the bet? Like, am I behind?"
And I don't even think he's gonna worry about that $4.99 purchase because Lil Yachty posted Drake's like bitten pizza for $500,000. Like, I don't think anyone's gonna be buying that, but if they do, you're a little cuckoo. Drake is probably good.
When he got declined
with the credit card, did he go, do it again?
No, he just like laughed it off and was like, put in another card.
Oh, I think it would have been, check it again, something's wrong. Would have rubbed it on my leg.
But like, how embarrassing is it? Like, you've had your card declined before and it's like, what? In front of everybody?
I know, so embarrassing.
What's the Kanye stuff, Kyle?
Okay, I did not know that apparently Kanye and Ice Cube have been feuding, but like, I saw the headline yesterday. It was like, Kanye and Ice Cube, they ended their feud. And I was like, okay, I must read further because I had no idea there was something wrong. But last October, when Kanye had his anti-Semitic rants or whatever, I guess he was on some podcast and he blamed Ice Cube. He was like, Ice Cube actually set me up. I'm just here to finish the job. And afterwards, Ice Cube was like, please leave me out of this conversation. And so I guess they were seen together. Presumably, you know, they've made up and they're talking about who knows what.
Okay.
Who had a baby?
Jonah Hill. He's not married. His girlfriend, Olivia Miller, gave birth to their first child. They didn't announce, like, if it's a boy or a girl or a name or anything like that, just that the baby has been born.
Aww.
So I wonder if, because, like, I think when you become a parent, it does change you in many ways. Like, it just gives you a whole different perspective on life. So I wonder if you'll see any changes in Jonah Hill's, like, you know, his movies or anything like that.
His documentary about his psychiatrist is so fascinating. And you really get to know Jonah Hill. Mm-hmm. Like, remember, I forgave him for eating on our show.
You did. You did. That was big.
Mm-hmm. Sabrina Carpenter, friend of the show. What's going on with her?
She's joining Taylor Swift on the next leg of Taylor's huge tour, which, gosh, makes headlines for everything.
Right.
Like, anything that happens, it rained. Oh, my gosh, it rained at Taylor Swift's tour. So, Sabrina Carpenter, there's, like, all these old tweets of hers that are resurfacing now that she's joining Taylor on tour. And literally, I think it was, like, 2010, she had posted, like, oh, so in love with Taylor. Her show's so great. Can't wait to maybe have a tour like hers one day. And now she's actually on tour.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for her.
Yeah, it's like a full circle life moment.
13 years ago, that's her number. Taylor Swift's number.
Yep, my number, too.
It was on purpose. Probably Taylor Swift was probably that right away. That 6 months later, she was like, I'm going to put you on my tour in 13 years.
Yeah.
Peyton, what do you have on Nick Cannon?
So, Nick Cannon basically came out, you know, he's super close to Jamie Foxx and all that kind of stuff. He's kind of been speaking out with all of Jamie Foxx's health reasons and stuff. But he just came out and he was like, hey, listen, guys, Jamie Foxx is going to talk when he's ready to talk. Basically, as a follow-up to what we heard about last week about Jamie Foxx being partially paralyzed and blind due to a blood clot in his
brain. So he didn't deny it.
He didn't deny it. He just said he will talk when he's ready.
I wonder if Jamie Foxx's daughter's like, shut up, Nick Cannon. You don't know my dad.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? Because people are trying to, like, you know, ride everyone's coattails on
everyone's
stuff.
Everyone's so confused.
Hey, don't tell anybody. John Jay and Rich gave me their personal cell phone number.
Where's my freaking phone?
877-937-1047. It's John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. Did you guys watch Hocus Pocus 2?
Yeah.
No.
You see, they're making Hocus Pocus 3.
I did. I was talking to Nick about it this morning, and I said, why? There's no reason to. Hocus Pocus 2 was good. It was cute. but it's going to be overkill if they do number three.
Money.
Our talkback feature is simple. It's on the iHeart Radio app. You just tap the microphone. You can participate in the show. You can also leave us drunk dials, which is 602-888-1933. We got a couple of everything.
Michelle from Raleigh. Okay, the body shaming stuff, y'all. Plus size women are beautiful. I mean, my God. Whatever, whoever is shaming, y'all the ones that need to look in the mirror. Treat people the way you want to be treated, people. Love y'all.
Mm-hmm. Applause.
Good advice.
Hi, John, Jane, Rich. It's Dover from Silverton. I love the phrase touch grass. It's one of my favorite. It's for the people who are, like, always online, basically. And they've just, like, lost touch with reality. Like, what actually matters, what's actually important, what the actual problems are. Go touch grass. You know, go touch grass.
I love touch grass.
I brought it up because somebody said that, and I go, is that like go pound sand?
Yeah. Because it's what Lizzo said to
haters.
Oh,
she said touch grass.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay.
Hey, good morning, John, Jay, and Rich. This is Carlos from Tucson, Arizona. One of the dumb things I was told as a little kid was if you watch a dog poop, you'll get a sty in your eye.
Sounds like a platypus.
Sounds more like Pee Wee Herman.
It's so random.
This is the Chewbacca.
I love it. Right. I love that. That was it.
John Jay, I really want to arm wrestle you, bro. I think I could take you. Let's go, baby.
I don't know.
I have like fragile wrists.
No, you have like your arm. I've seen John Jay lift weights before, and it's like other people had struggled. He just like pushes it up like no big deal.
He's strong. My wrists hurt. Hey, I posted something on my Instagram, and it's blown my mind. It was like these facts that you should know. I reposted. It's a post. It's not on stories. There's all these very interesting facts, and one of them says, like, has anybody in here, Peyton, Kyle, Rich, ever had a problem trying to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Yeah. Ever. Yeah. Not like for me, I can go to sleep right away.
Yeah.
Right? But sometimes you toss and turn. You know why you toss and turn? Kyle, do you know why you toss and turn? Peyton, do you know why you toss and turn? Because you're currently in someone else's dream.
Oh, I've heard that.
Damn. That like freaked me out.
Or like if you see someone in your dream, you're probably in their dream and you're crossing paths. I've heard that.
That doesn't track. I've called like my cousins and stuff. I had a dream about us last night, and they don't have a dream about me.
Maybe they just doesn't don't mean they remember it.
I'm just saying. That's
or they're lying.
You can see it on my Instagram. There's a whole bunch of other facts up there that are like that one. Really, like I just really made me think. That's crazy. And then I thought about how fast I go to sleep all the time, and I thought, wow, that means no one's really thinking about me right now.
Oh, that's a really sad way to think about it.
I wear this Aura ring, and the Aura ring tells you how fast you fall asleep, and I fall asleep within 3 minutes. I'm like, man, no one's thinking about me, which is fine.
Or you're just absolutely exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. Or according to this, someone's thinking about you if you can't sleep.
Oh, cool, your scanner stopped. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
Luisa is our contestant today. Hello, Luisa.
Hello.
Luisa, you are playing for tickets to see Ricardo Martin.
Yes.
Henry Iglesias. And Pitbull. What's his real name?
Mr. Pitbull.
Yeah, Mr. 305. Ricky Martin, and Ricky Iglesias, and Pitbull. That's a huge prize. So, what are we playing, Grant?
We are playing ADD Trivia. I hope everybody wore their smart hats today. I noticed none of you have hats on, so
we're in thinking cap on at all times.
Oh, okay. We'll see about that, Peyton. So I'm going to go around the room, ask everyone a fairly simple question. You give me a simple answer, and that's how ADD Trivia is played. John J. Van Ness, are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
John J.
Yeah.
Mellow Yellow
is
Coca-Cola's version of what popular PepsiCo drink?
Sprite.
Peyton.
7-Up.
Ooh, incorrect. John Jay, we will allow stealing today. Peyton.
Mountain Dew?
There it is on the board. 1 point. Thinking cap engaged.
That's still around?
Mellow Yellow? Yeah, I checked their website this morning just to make sure. Because I was like, I don't want to spread false information. Rich Barra. Rich, what is the main alcohol in a Moscow Mule?
I believe, well, it's got to be Moscow. It's got to be vodka. Vodka. Vodka.
There it is. Rich Barrett, 1 point. Peyton, let's see if you can run away with this in the first round. Peyton, hydrophobia is the fear of what?
Water.
There it is. Peyton Whitmore, you got 2 points. Very nice job. Kyle Unfug, what culturally
Excuse me.
What culturally historic and overrated TV show that Gen Z just discovered was almost called Across the Hall?
Friends.
There it is, Kyle. 1 point. Very nice. Louisa.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
What animal has been dubbed nature's skyscraper?
A giraffe.
There it is. Nice job on the board. Excellent. Everybody on the board except John Jay. Tough start. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can get you on the board here. These are all worth 2 points. John Jay Van Ness getting his own spinoff. Oswald Cobblepot, who was the villain in Robert Pattinson's Batman, is better known as who?
The Penguin.
There it is. 2 points for John Jay.
I'm winning right now.
Yeah. Oswald.
I'm tied.
Tied with Peyton. Rich Barra. What type of creepy creature is an orb weaver?
Orb weaver.
An orb weaver is, of course, a beetle. Incorrect. I was looking for spider. It's a spider. Peyton Whitmore. Let's see if you could take a commanding lead here. What is Shawshank in the movie Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank's a person.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Rich.
It's a
prison.
It's a prison.
No, he's good.
Louisa. Give Louisa the steal.
He's really good in that movie, Shawshank. He went through a lot.
Louisa. This house is a prison.
It's a prison.
Okay,
I was just joking.
2 points for
Louisa.
I was just joking. No, you weren't.
There's no room for jokes in ADD trivia. There's no jokes here.
Dang it. I love that movie so much.
Shawshank went through a lot. He was a good guy.
Poor guy.
All right. All right, Kyle. Kyle got me a sushi wrapping kit for my birthday, which I appreciate and use.
Oh,
I've used several times. Very
oh,
nice.
Good.
Speaking of sushi, what ingredient does the word sushi refer to?
That would be the fish.
Incorrect.
Peyton. That's going to be the raw sushi. Raw fish.
Incorrect. I was looking for the rice. Sushi actually literally means sour rice in Japanese.
What?
Yeah. You learn some things playing this game.
Oh, actually, that kind of makes sense because without the rice, it's called sashimi.
There we go.
Okay, you learn something new every day.
Bang, bang.
Didn't you work at a sushi place, Kyle?
I did.
Uh-oh.
That's why I knew sashimi.
Louisa, this one's worth 4 points. You could win it all here. The answer is either Ricky, Enrique, or Pitbull. Who sings the song She Bangs?
Ricky.
Oh, my gosh, Yay! Louisa. Nice job. You have 180 trivia today. Congratulations.
Actually, I think that's a... You're right, but also, what's his face saying it, too?
William Hung.
At the ready.
That wasn't one of the options.
All right, Louisa, hold on the line. We are going to set you up with Ricky Martin tickets. We're giving away every day. Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull.
Broadcasting live across the world right now. This is the John Jay and Rich radio program.